CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 17th of February 2019. Here are the main news headlines. First, amateur geostationary satellite transponder now active. Updated ITU document for emergency communications. Could your club host train the trainers? The geostationary amateur radio narrowband transponder on the EaseHale 2 Q0100 was made available for amateur experimental use on the afternoon of Tuesday the 12th of February. The 250 kHz bandwidth transponder uses the 2.4 GHz band for the uplink and the downlink on 10.45 GHz band and should provide communications over a wide portion of the globe. Potentially both Brazil and Thailand might be in range from the UK. Contacts have been made by running as little as 500 milliwatts of SSB to a 1.2 millimeter dish. You can listen to the narrowband transponder from anywhere in the world by using the online web SDR developed by AMSAT UK and BATC that is located at Goonhilly, UK. See EshiAl, that's eshial.batc.org.uk for more details. The ITU has updated a key recommendation for cross-border usage of emergency communications equipment. The new 2019 edition of ITU Recommendation M1637 is clearer regarding countries facilitating the use of radio equipment that may be physically brought by visiting relief personnel into the territory where there is a disaster or emergency. The recommendation is intended to avoid delays due to customs procedures and type approvals and so on, and facilitate the use of both professional as well as amateur radio equipment in such situations. URL for M1637-1 is www.itu.int. The RSGB is in the process of organising Train the Trainer courses for the year. If your club would like to host one, then please contact tech.tec.chair@rsgb.org.uk. Further details and the list of requirements for hosting the course can be found on the RSGB's own website. Amateur radio on the International Space Station, otherwise known as ARIS, has planned another slow scan television weekend. Transmissions will run until today, the 17th of February, at 1725 UTC. SSTV images will be transmitted on 145.8 MHz using SSTV mode PD120. These can be received using equipment as simple as a 2-metre handheld radio, a scanner that covers the band, or even an online web DSR receiver. Transmissions will consist of 8 images from the NASA On the Air celebration and 4 ARIS commemorative images. Received images can be posted and viewed online. ARIS offers an ARIS SSTV award for those who receive and decode at least one SSTV image in the session. Now a date for your diary. SOS Radio Week 2019 will take place between 0000 UTC on the 1st of May to the 2359 UTC on the 31st. Individual amateur radio operators and clubs are invited to register as official SOS Radio Week stations and operate during the month. Stations can be run under individual club or special event call signs from home or other locations. There are a few restrictions as to what can be done, when, how, or where, other than to warn participants not to operate within the vicinity of a lifeboat or coastal or coastwatch station without clearing it with them first. More information, visit sosradioweek.org.uk. Riley Hollingsworth, K4ZDH, will oversee the development and implementation phases of ARRL's new Volunteer Monitors programme. K4ZDH once handled amateur radio enforcement for the FCC Volunteer Monitors and will work in cooperation with the FCC. Volunteers trained and vetted by ARRL will monitor the amateur radio bands for possible instances of misconduct or to recognise exemplary on-air operation. Cases of flagrant violations or non-compliance will be directed to the FCC for action in accordance with their guidelines. The programme aims to re-energise amateur radio enforcement efforts, although ARRL officials estimate it'll take 9 to 12 months before the first volunteer monitors actually begin filing reports. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 17th, the Radioactive Rally takes place at Nantwich Civic Hall in Cheshire, CW55DG. The venue has free car parking and the doors open at 10:30. There'll be a bring and buy as well as traders and RSGB bookstall. Catering is provided on site. Contact Stuart Jackson, 07880 732534. Next Sunday, the 24th, the Raynham Radio Rally takes place at the Victory Academy, Magpie Road, Hall Road, Chatham in Kent, ME45JB. Doors open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. £2.50 for adult entry, free entry for children. There'll be local and national traders, the Bratz Kitchen, a Bratz interactive zone for kids, Bratz Junk and a talk in station on 145.550 MHz using GB4RRR. Also next Sunday, the 24th, Red Rose Rally will be held at St Joseph's Hall, Chapel Street, Lee, WN72PQ, doors open 11 a.m. There will be a trade individual and club stands, including an RSGB bookstall, as well as a bring and buy. Anyone wishing to hire a table should contact Colin on rally@wmrc.co.uk. Catering will be available on site. Details, wmrc.co.uk. To get your event into Radcom, onto GB2RS and on the RSGB website, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk, and we need to know about 4 months in advance if it's to go into Radcom. And now the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. Jean-Pierre F6CTF will be active as 3 Whiskey 9 Japan Fox from the island of Phu Quoc, AAS128, from the 19th of Feb to the 6th of March. He plans to be mainly on the 80, 40, 20 and 17 metre bands, QSL via EQSL or direct to EA5GL. A group of operators will be on the air as KP3RE from Culebra Island, which is NA249, between the 22nd and 24th of February. They'll be operating SSB CWFT8 Fox and Hound mode on the 80 to 10 metre bands. QSL for this operation is via EA5GL. Shabu M0KRI is visiting Burundi on the 26th of February. He's been issued with the call sign 9U4RI and plans to operate on the 40 to 10 metre bands using SSB and CW, QSL via Club Log OQRS. A group of mainly German operators will be active from Canton Island in central Kiribati until the 5th of March. Their call sign will be T31EU and they'll be on the 10 to 160 metre bands CWSSB Ritian FT8, QSL Club Log OQRS. Alan G4DJX will be on the air as Charlie5DX until the 23rd of February from the Gambia, where here with a group of students. Activity will be in his spare time, 40 to 10 metre bands using only CW, QSL direct to home call. Philip HB9HFD will be active as D44TAQ from São Vicente, IOTA AF086 in the Cap Verde Islands from the 17th to the 22nd of February. Activity will be 40 to 10 metre bands using various digital modes, QSL via Club Log of the World. Now for special event news, members of Radio Club F6KMB will be active as TM6C until the 24th of March during the traditional Dunkirk Carnival, QSL via F6KMB. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible for free publicity on GB2RS and in Radcom. And please remember that UK special event stations must be open to the public, so our free publicity can help. Now for contest news, the ARRL International DX contest ends its 48-hour run at 24:59 UTC today, the 17th. Using CW only on the 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and transmit power. American and Canadian stations will also send their state or province. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 20:00 to 22:30 UTC. Then on Thursday, 70 megs UK activity contest also from 20:00 to 22:30 UTC. Both contests use all modes and the same exchange of signal report serial number and locator. Next Sunday, the 24th, the first 70 megs cumulative runs from 10:00 to 12:00 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. The CW Worldwide 160 meter DX contest runs for 48 hours from 2200 UTC on the 22nd to 2200 UTC on the 24th. Using SSB on the 1.8 megs bands only, the exchange's signal report and CQ zone, which for us in the UK is 14. American and Canadian stations also send the state or province. The REF contest runs from 0600 UTC on the 23rd to 1800 UTC on the 24th, using SSB only, 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number, with French stations sending their department number or overseas prefix. Now, the propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, and G4BAO on Friday the 15th of February. We had another spotless week as the sun continued its decline into solar minimum. Geomagnetic conditions were varied, with the beginning of the week seeing the KP index hitting 1 or 2. But this didn't last due to ongoing coronal hole activity, which saw the KP index climb to 3 and 4 by Wednesday the 13th and Thursday the 14th. To recap, coronal holes are lower energy areas on the sun with open magnetic field lines. This allows the solar wind to flow out towards Earth. If the plasma's frozen in or embedded magnetic field has a south-facing component, it's more likely to couple with the Earth's, allowing the charged particles to enter the magnetotail. A magnetic recombination event can then see them accelerated back to the Earth's magnetic poles, resulting in auroral displays and depressed maximum usable frequencies. Coronal holes appear dark when the sun is photographed in extreme ultraviolet light. Look for the images marked A1A to 11 from the Solar Dynamics Observatory or SDO at solarham.com. That's SOLARHAM.com. Next week, NOAA predicts a solar flux index of about 72 with unsettled geomagnetic conditions around the 18th, 20th, and 21st, yet due to yet more coronal hole activity. PropQuest.co.uk shows that the unsettled geomagnetic conditions can impact upon the critical frequency, which was topping out at around 4.5 to 5 megs during daylight at times. This means that 60 meters or the 5 megs band may struggle a little with NVIS or near local signals. 80 meters may also struggle with close in signals after dark as the critical frequency struggles around the 3 to 3.5 megs mark. The good news is that this should improve as the month goes on, which will no doubt be welcomed by participants taking part in the RSGB 80 Meter Club Championships. Now, VHF and up, the S-Hail SAT 2 transponders have gone live, and the 10 gigs narrowband downlink is at least as strong as expected using a satellite LNB and a 60 centimeter dish. The 2.4 gigs uplink is really sensitive and easy access via a second feed on the same dish, a small Yagi or patch antenna, and a few watts. More in the main news about this. Back on Earth, the large high has done well with enhanced tropo conditions during last week, and although the theme of high pressure continues into next week, there is one subtle difference. It's simply where the air over the country is coming from. Recent air flow has been from the Atlantic down to the southwest of the British Isles, and as a result it contains plenty of moisture. This means more cloud than is ideal, but the moist layer of cloud provides a great contrast to the dry air above the temperature inversion at the top of the cloud layer. This is what gives the tropo condition, since moisture is a big player in the value of the refractive index of the air, and changes of the index are what produces the ducting. As we move on to next week, the flow of air around the high is coming from across the continent, so it should be drier and therefore may not be so useful for maintaining tropo. At the very least, we should expect tropo conditions to be more variable despite the high pressure remaining in control. Moon declination peaked yesterday, and with perigee tomorrow, it's another good week for EME. Peak moon elevation is around midnight, moving into the early hours as the week progresses. And that's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me also until next week.